I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My guy Tommy Curran with Gresham Keefe and his suggestion that this team is worse than last year's New England Patriots team. That team, which did make the playoffs, but was one and done.
I would agree with him offensively there. I mean, I think that's what he was trying to point out.
And discipline. That was my takeaway. The negative plays, the self-inflicted wounds that had been the staple of everybody the Patriots played is now a staple of themselves.
There's no one that could...
It was kind of interesting yesterday. Matt Light put that on the players, not on coaching.
Yeah, I mean, I guess...
Well, I agree with him.
I do, too.
Like, penalties, to me, are on players.
Like, but for years, we talk about Belichick being this great coach because his team doesn't commit these penalties.
Right.
So if you're going to give him credit for it then, don't you also have to penalize him for it now when they're not doing those things?
A guy jumping off sides, that's not on the coach. It's on the player.
It's on not being prepared. Isn't that part
no,
on the
that's
coach?
Just on the player for not being focused in the moment, in the huddle, saying, okay, what this play? Like, if you get a holding penalty, all right, that's, you know, sometimes it's just, you know, wrong hand placement or you didn't have good enough technique.
Yeah. But Light was saying it's basically because guys don't practice anymore.
Yeah, and that leads to, like, some holding penalties and things of that nature.
Well,
because
if that's the case,
poor
then, that's,
technique.
Then that's coaching, because what happens in practice?
Well, yeah, that I think it would
what
be.
What happens in practice?
What do you mean what happens in
you
practice?
You get coached.
Right. But
so
I would
if you're
think,
not coached enough, then that's on the fact that the coaches aren't able to teach you the right thing to do.
Well, I would think. And
well,
now,
you're saying there was a lack of. You heard him yesterday. There's a lack of practice time.
Yeah,
I know, but that's my point. That's why I said that the new rules have negatively impacted Bill, I think, more than any other coach because of his ability. His greatest strength was pulling the most out of everybody and bringing a roster of 53 guys to a place they wouldn't have gotten on their own. Collective better than the sum of the parts, all of those things. And that's been removed from the NFL since the last CBA was signed.
Yeah, okay, but Trent Brown, who's played football, I would guess, since he was, you know, 10 years
pretty
old.
Pretty young, I'd say.
Jumping offside, that's
that's on him.
That's right.
That's
yeah,
that's him, Sean.
You can practice, you can do drills all you want over and over again, but it comes down to the individual player once they're on
there
the field.
There are certain things that you might go, okay, are they getting the proper coaching in practice? And I think they're probably getting the proper coaching in practice. It's just now you implementing poor technique that leads you to hold.
But right. If we're going to be consistent, Wiggy, you are always about consistency.
Yes.
For years, for 20-plus years, we have credited Bill Belichick with how little this team gets penalized.
Correct.
How little
right.
they make mental mistakes.
Right.
Hunter Henry not going out of bounds. That never would have happened in the last 20 years. So, if we're going to remain consistent, if you are going to not, if you're going to give Bill Belichick all that credit for the last 20 years, you then also have to give him some of the blame for this. I'm not saying it's all on him,
well,
but he absolutely deserves some of the
blame. But I think Matt Light was right. The way that the league is now without as much practice time
doesn't give Bill that advantage. Like, that's what that was really interesting yesterday because Matt Light was talking about how Bill, prior to the way the league is now, was able to take a guy like you were talking about Larry Izzo earlier or, you name the player.
Mike Vrabel,
Wes Welker, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Able to take a player. And with that extra practice time, et cetera,
right.
Able to make that player who was, you know, whether it was Welker in Miami or Ninkovich in Miami, whatever,
right.
who wasn't a starter or was, you know, was less than, able to make them more than here with that. And that's not an advantage for him anymore.
Right. And do you think that Hunter Henry knows, like, Bill, you think Bill has coached him, be aware of where you are, especially when you're in the back of the end zone, save yourself some room. Like, do you think Bill is
100% he said those things. But I go back to this, Wiggy. I have had way too much random time where I'm just watching YouTube when James is awake. And the Do Your Job, the first one in 2014, I'm watching that DVD. You have Daboll coaching the tight ends. You have Scarnecchia coaching the line. You have Josh McDaniels coaching the offense. You have Brian Flores coaching the secondary. You have Matt Patricia coaching the defense. You have up and Ivan Fears coaching the running backs. Up and down that roster of coaches, you have very well-respected, smart men at their position. And you don't have that anymore. And that, to me, is a straight line between the brain drain of the coaching staff and the discipline of the players. Bill
well,
is
I see,
spread
I,
too thin.
I the discipline of the players, I agree with you, because Trent Brown a few years ago at Scarnecchia doesn't let up a sack when Brady's a quarterback. So what changes? He's still probably being coached properly in the technique part of it, but he now changes as a player because of new coaches.
What changes is that he doesn't have other players to be scared of. I brought this up on Monday when you were out, and I said, Wiggy always hits this one out of the park, and it's when you were in the league, you had players that you knew if you screwed up, you went into the locker room, and you were going to get ripped apart by another player.
Mm-hmm.
You were scared of what they were going to say to you. This Patriots team doesn't seem to have that.
And I don't think he knows that, all right, if I give up a sack, Brady's probably going to chew my
that's
ass
what
out.
I, that's what
yeah,
I mean.
And I get what you're saying, Courtney, where maybe Mac isn't going to say that. My thing is, how does Trent Brown go from not giving up a sack and everybody's, oh, this guy's great, to now he's struggling, right? I don't think that is about coaching. I just think that's more about you evaluating who this player is. And so that might be more Bill with his evaluation process trying to say, all right, maybe this guy's not buying in, and then he's getting back to poor technique and that kind of stuff.
But back to your lead this morning, Shime, and your lead, as it often does, involves Vegas. Vegas believes that this game is going to be closer than many others do.
Very much so. I mean, even to this moment. So
the line is going down, not up.
Correct. The line has gone from 5.5 all the way down to 3.5. At this very moment, 68% of the money is still on the New England Patriots. So we've seen some money this morning come in on the Bills at that 3.5 number. Mm. But there's still a lot of smart people out there in Vegas, far smarter than me or any of us, who have a lot of money invested in the Patriots.
Prince William's butler just put $2,000 on the Bills.
It's the illness.
By the way, Channel 7 is on in here. Are people legitimately waiting in Somerville to catch a glimpse of them this morning?
Sure yep. are.
They're waiting outside?
All bundled up in their folding chairs?
I hope they're not daring to drive that Range Rover into Somerville.
Are you kidding me?
Yep.
They're waiting, and what do they do? Do they roll
wave.
The window down and give the king wave when they go by?
Literally all I want. That's all I want. I don't want a photo. I don't want an autograph. I just want to make eye contact with one of them, wave, and...
And why is that?
Can we send Jackson with a sign that says, you lost?
Because
yes.
I'd like to know...
Yes, get him going right now.
Let's do that, Jackson. Yeah. Go to Staples, make a sign that says, you lost, and head over to Somerville.
Yeah.
And you said it's just because of...
It's probably the only opportunity I'll have in my
to
life.
See to see a prince in a...
Yeah.
Is she a princess?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Prince and Princess of Wales.
Mm-hmm.
I did once have dinner with Eugenie, which is Fergie's daughter. very weird story, I guess.
We need to tell it now.
Wait, like Fergie of the Black Eyed Peas?
No.
Was dinner on...
Not just Ferguson.
Was dinner on Tommy Tabs?
No.
Okay.
My mom put on an event. I was like in high school, and Duchess Ferguson was the speaker of the event, and my mom was like her right-hand woman the entire day, had to be with her the entire time, and was told that morning that she was going to be bringing Eugenie with her, and so my mom called me and said, I need someone young to hang out with Eugenie while we're doing this. Can you do it? And it didn't really matter to me back then.
And who's Eugenie?
The daughter of Sarah and Andrew.
Yeah.
Who's... I have no idea. Sorry, Andrew.
Wiggy,
I'm with you. I got no clue.
Andrew's the problematic one.
Oh, is that Andrew with Epstein?
And what are they? That's the queen's son, right?
Yes.
Okay. Is the king still alive?
Yep.
Listen, Courtney, by the way, is being defended by some in the Twitch chat because they're asking what's the difference between wanting to get a glimpse of or selfie with the royal prince and princess or your favorite NFL player.
Because exactly. One's like, got talent, like the other one doesn't.
Right.
Yeah, but
Gronk is the best of all time at his position.
It's talent.
I would like to see Princess Kate's hand where Princess Di wore that same ring in person. And that's all I can say.
And Princess Di was treated so improperly by the family you're propping up.
Yeah. Okay. Do you think that William treated her unfairly? It was his mom, and they talk about it all the time.
Well, that was the queen.
Right. But this whole the monarch that you're in love with had designs on ruining the person's life.
I'm not in love with them. I find it fascinating. And it's the one time in my life I'd be able to see them, so I would like to.
This is Tom from Boston. Hello, Tom.
Curtis, is it true that Kate Middleton drives a Land Rover and owns a Golden Doodle?
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Uh-oh. Are we reenacting that here in Southie?
I mean, she is going to name the Golden Doodle Harry. Maybe it's after the former Prince Harry.
Oh, you guys got a lot in common.
There are a lot of great Harrys out there. And
has Harry made his debut, Harry the Golden Doodle, made his debut on Twitch yet?
I haven't shared a photo of him anywhere, but I did send it to Ethan. Oh. And I will share it with the Twitchers before I share it with anybody else.
All right.
Because they mean that much to me.
Maybe Ethan can share that
Ethan,
photo
Ethan
now.
Has it, so he can share Harry.
Is he Prince Harry?
Harry. No, he's Harry Potter.
He's Harry.
Yeah. Just Harry.
Just Harry.
But yeah.
All right.
Well, where are they staying out there?
They're at the Four Seasons.
So why don't you go by them?
There he is.
Oh my gosh! Look how cute he is.
He's going to be a big boy. He's supposed to be about 65 pounds, but he's small right now. Yeah.
And does Santo know yet that he's sleeping on the couch and Harry sleeps in the bed with you?
No, we right now have a no dog in bed rule.
Oh, so. That's all going to
change. Well, wait, whose rule is that?
Right. Are you going to be that
mine?
Type of...
My God.
Are you going to be that type of family, like dog in the bed?
No.
Okay, good.
Harry will have his own bed. Oh, there's another great angle.
Oh, look at Harry. He's
and
so
he has
cute.
A little bit of like a lightning bolt on his forehead and his fur, so... It's like a Harry Potter.
6 months in, she'll be like, this damn dog.
No. Are you down with like potty training him and stuff?
Yeah.
Like, do you know how to do all that?
I we've been taking a master class that we signed up for, and I have the training
treats. How much did that cost you?
Santo did it. we will not be using puppy pads when he comes. We will be weaning him off of that. He will be going out, you know,
he's
going
to go on the toilet. Where no. Santo's gonna? I told Santo he must teach him to get up on the toilet, and poop, and then wipe himself.
No. Santo, does Sandro work from home?
No, sometimes he does. Today he is actually. That first week it's Christmas, woo! So we will be.
Responsibility is about to hit you and Sandro in the face
and
like a ton
of
bricks.
I want some responsibility.
Those first cold December nights.
Yep.
Who's going to take him outside to pee at 10 or 11 p.m.? They want to know
Santo.
On Twitch.
Yes.
Santo?
I'm asleep at that hour.
And who takes him out at 5 in the morning when it's brick cold
Santo,
outside?
Santo, because I'm here.
And Santo's going to be like,
but then I'm with him all day.
Time to give this dog up.
Nope. I'm with him all day. We are very excited for the responsibility. Yeah. And, you know, we know the first couple of months will be difficult, but it'll all be worth it.
All right. Mike Milbury coming up on a Bruins Thursday. And I have Bruins tickets to give to you at 9. On this morning's show. Before that, though, here is Courtney and what is trending.
Merlone, Fourier, and Mego.
Weekdays, 2 to 6.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by United Construction and Forestry. The Celtics, they get a win last night, 134-121 over Miami, ending the Heat's 3-game win streak. Jason Tatum went off for 49 points and 11 rebounds in this one. Now, they play the Heat again tomorrow night. Miami hoping to get Jimmy Butler back for that one. If you missed my lead this morning, Pat Maroon made a $2,000 donation to Tampa Bay Thrives in the name of Jack Edwards to support those struggling with mental health, bullying, and body image, something I brought up yesterday. If you look on Twitter right now, a lot of people jumping on board. The Carolina Hurricanes have tweeted, "We stand with Pat Maroon in support of those struggling with mental health, bullying, and body image. We encourage Canes fans to donate $19 out of spite for Jack Edwards."
Really? The Hurricanes are doing that?
Wow.
Yep.
I thought hockey players were supposed to be the toughest. TC, call in on this one, please. You got a guy like Pat Ramoon complaining about Ramoon, whatever his last Maroon. He's got a few extra LBs on. So what?
Nobody should be talking about it.
Oh, it's a joke.
It's not a. And Jack Edwards went on for like 5 minutes about it. Let it go. It's not that funny.
You know what? I'm so happy we have Mike Milbury coming up. I want to know where he stands. Yeah. One poor Mike Milbury makes a joke about guys in there, you know, having sex legs and women being around. Next thing you know, they canned them.
Yeah,
I think that's vastly different.
In your mind,
and he shouldn't have been canned.
When you played, there would be no guy who would complain about what somebody said about him on a television broadcast.
He probably didn't even hear it.
In your day, nobody talked to a therapist either or got help when they needed it.
Yeah,
that's the difference in times.
I can understand getting help and seeing a therapist, but really for a couple extra pounds?
Yeah, be a man.
No, it has nothing to do with be a man. It's get on a diet.
All right. That doesn't help.
Transition medical weight loss.
It's not like the guy lost his mother. So get on a diet. If you're really that concerned about
who knows? Maybe he's on. There are so many. Carson Daly, I remember, on the Today Show came out, said, "I've heard all of you talk about my weight, make fun of me. I actually got put on antidepressants and it made me gain a few LBs and I'm happier than ever. Sorry that I look the way that
I
do."
Listen, stop with the and that's the biggest fraud thing. Oh, I'm on medication and it bloats me. No.
This is going down a dark hole.
No,
and I can't.
Because Courtney,
you and I are never going to see eye to eye on this.
You know how many people are out there that are on medication, that are in good shape, that take care of themselves, that eat right? Just be like, listen, I'm a few LBs because I like to eat Carson Daly. Don't blame it on antidepressants.
But I mean, if that's like me. I eat my feelings.
Then say,
I'm
you know
you,
what?
Rick.
If I'm sad and depressed, I go right over to Ocean Prime. I understand where people are coming from on this, Wiggy.
No, then you know
I
what?
I think people who have issues mentally are weird.
You know what you should do, Greg? When you're feeling sad and depressed, go to the gym.
I like to eat, though.
Well, and when you get fat, don't get upset when people are shaming you.
Thursday Night Football is here. The Pats and Bills face off tonight at 8:15 in Foxborough. Merlone, Fourier, and Mega will be at Helix Esports, so go say hi to them before the game. And the Six Rings show will be on after.
Be a lot of fat guys in tonight's game. Don't say anything about their weight, Zoe.
Yeah, don't. Hit your project.
Oh, by the way, Zoe sent me a text. He loves the Dale Elf on a Shelf laugh.
We can play it for him.
He said he spit out his coffee.
Dale here.
Good morning, Zoe.
Hit your projects out of the park with United Construction and Forestry's all-star lineup of John Deere compact equipment, from track loaders to mini excavators and skid steers. Own yours at unitedcf.com or stop by your local United store. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. And I have never struggled with weight. Too much, too little. I've just been a perfect guy my whole life. 35 degrees and sunny outside. It's going to be windy at Gillette Stadium later on today, so be prepared for that. Hopefully Josh Allen struggles in the first half.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Chime! There was an executive order. Have I no power? Is my power gone?
Hey, I told everyone everyone on the show would get to play their favorite Christmas song. This is Mike Milbury's favorite Christmas
song. It's not Mike Milbury's favorite Christmas song.
I knew I loved that guy.
Listen, come on. You have no right to say anything, Greg. Anybody that eats their feelings as a middle-aged man should feel shame.
Whoa, be careful. Pat Maroon is going to make
Pat
a...
Maroon. You know what? And Jack Edwards. Who's Jack Edwards? I bet he went through all through junior high school being picked on, bullied. Now he's trying to get even. I mean, wouldn't you slap that guy around, Wiggy? I mean, he's skinny, scrawny, mouthy little son of a bitch.
Mike Milbury,
I would have stuffed him in a locker.
Mike Milbury is brought to you this week by Shaw's and Star Market, bringing people together around food, and by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow, by D'Angelo Grilled Sandwiches for a limited time. Get 20% off your order using code 2020. And Mike Milbury also brought to you by Kentucky Owl, the wise man, American straight bourbon whiskey. And he joins us on the Harbor One hotline. I don't think I've ever met another man who likes that Mariah Carey song. I mean,
well, you know what? I was, first of all, the movie's great. I watched the special. Did you watch the special about Love Actually?
No.
It was just on a couple nights ago. And they brought back all the original characters, and they interviewed them. It was really fantastic.
So, is that your favorite Christmas film?
Well, it's kind of tied with Elf.
Elf is pretty good too.
I think they're going to do a second one.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't know.
Also, on TV shows. Are you guys watching Yellowstone? Did you watch Yellowstone?
Courtney loves it.
Loves it.
Oh my God! This Beth Dutton makes Tony Soprano look like a wimp.
Yeah.
I mean, and she is nasty. I love it.
I couldn't believe that her real name's Bethany. In the last episode, we found that out. She's like, no, I'm Beth. She's such a badass.
Oh, it's. I have fun watching that show. When I'm really feeling down, I just watch it and watch her beat up on people.
And bad news, Elf 2 was canceled.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep, never got off the ground.
You know what should have also been canceled? Courtney's boxed mashed potatoes.
They were delicious, Mike.
Come on. Well, my sister once brought mashed potatoes out of a box for Thanksgiving. She was suspended for a year.
You would have never known.
Probation for life.
You would have never known.
Oh, my God.
All right, so Liz, Wiggy wanted you to weigh in. Is it okay to say that? On the Pat Maroon issue, is it surprising to you that he responded to Jack Edwards?
I think it's funny. I think it shows a little, you know, it shows why 3 times in a row he won the Stanley Cup championship. He's got nothing to worry about. He can be fat all he wants.
Yeah.
Look at Jack, scrawny little son of a gun.
Do you think it's okay?
Screaming at the TV all the time. You know, I got to turn it down half the time.
Do you think it's okay, though, for him to do that? To spend, it wasn't even like a funny joke. It was awkward, and he keeps going on and on about it.
Because Jack is awkward. I mean, that's the way he is. I mean, I think half of Boston hates him and half of them loves him. But he certainly loves the Bruins and is passionate about it. But, you know, he's a different, you know, breed of cat. And you like him or love him, I'm not going to start judging him. No, you know, as a guy that's been canceled, I have no right anymore.
All right. We talked about this briefly before, but I just want to revisit it with this team being undefeated at home and just on an absolute tear. It's very similar with the Celtics, where you make a coaching change. And, you know, all we heard about the Celtics last year was, how, you know, what a difference Ime made. That team, they make a coaching change, and they're on a tear. This Bruins team makes a coaching change. They're also on a tear. However, the guy that left is doing pretty well with his team. You talked a little bit about this last week, but now as they continue to win these games, is it more? I look at it as being more of a hot goaltender, and you got an additional defenseman who was hurt last year. I can't believe that a coaching change made that much difference. And if so, what does it say about these guys?
Could you keep your questions a little shorter, please, Greg?
Sorry.
Listen, first of all, I'm glad you brought up the streak thing. Because I was, down in the Cape, you can't always get the right channel that you want. You have to move dials around. And so I listened to your competitors, Felger and Maz, yesterday. And those chuckleheads, how are they beating you guys out, by the way? They have no idea what they're talking about. Maz is talking about the streak doesn't mean any difference. That's why he doesn't know anything about, jocks. Because the last jock he had, we sniffed it. They were talking about the streak like it was nothing. These guys are going to remember the streak for the rest of their lives.
Yes, of course.
It's wonderful. Anyway, what was the question again?
Do you look at it when you the year to
oh,
year?
Oh, yeah, Montgomery, right. Montgomery, I don't know. We talked about Mr. Rogers. He's happy-go-lucky. The team has proven to be deeper than anybody thought, a more resilient puck-possession guys. There isn't one factor here, although you have to give him credit. I actually did a show with John Shannon, who used to be the executive producer of CBC yesterday, and he was talking about Scotty Bowman, who knows Montgomery very well, and said he's just a really intelligent guy that knows the game very well. His composure is excellent. I look at him on the bench. There's never any, there's never any Mike Milbury moments, that's for sure. And he's got his finger on the pulse of the team, and it's a new way of doing it, I would have to admit, but you're not going to say it's just Montgomery. Is it Krejci coming back? Is it Bergeron, renewed enthusiasm for the game? Certainly Lindholm's excellence adding to already McAvoy's excellence, two number one defensemen, and Swayman comes back and looks like, he's going to the Hall of Fame. How did that happen? Everything is clicking for them. It's not going to always click for them. They're going to hit some bumps in the road. They come up to a really tough schedule here in the next little while. Colorado was dinged up a little bit, but still a very formidable opponent comes in on Saturday, and we'll see how that works out. But it's a fun team to watch. I didn't think they're... Yes, go ahead, Courtney.
Well, I was just going to say, you bring up the schedule ahead, and they've been able to play so well, but they've had nice stretches in between of off days. Now you look, starting Saturday, they play every other night. So how important is it for them to get through this stretch, get through it healthy, and how many games do you think that they need to do? At least 500?
I don't think they have any pressure on them right now because of what they've done so far. And this guy, the coach, has been giving certainly the over 30 crowd a ton of time off, which I applaud him for. And yet you have to worry about the conditioning versus the time off thing. I think we mentioned that before. And this is something that he's got to juggle, but he's got a staff now that's able to help him, guide him through some of these lulls. But there won't be any more lulls between now and Christmas. And I think they'll be just fine. I don't have any lack of confidence in them anymore, and I can't believe I'm saying that.
Mike, and I know that you're saying like bumps in the road, and I think a lot of people don't look at this team and say they're so confident, but do they need some adversity so we can maybe really see what this team is? And I know it might be hard for them to lose, three, four in a row, but do you need that as a hockey team to kind of, especially when you're playing this good, just to show, okay, you can bounce back from that?
It's an interesting question, but, when you were playing, did you really want to find adversity in your game? I didn't. I just wanted to keep on winning, have some fun, have a few laughs, but will they learn something from it? Some of the younger guys will. Some of the older guys have already been through plenty of adversity. Just keep the party going.
Mm-hmm. Well, I remember Teddy Bruschi saying during the year that they went undefeated that he maybe felt like maybe losing a game might have took some of the pressure off. I don't know. Maybe because there's so many games in hockey, unlike football, that if you go on a 3 or 4 game losing streak, it's not a bad thing.
You know, I think they probably will go on a 3 or 4 game losing streak at some point. And whether it's a good or bad thing, I guess we'll know. But given what I've seen through 25% of the season, this is not just a drop in the hat. That's like, you know, 5 games in a football season. You pretty much know what you got at that mm-hmm. point, don't you? And I think we know what we have with the Bruins right now. And it's a darn good team that's resilient, that has leadership at the top. I mean, Bergeron, Krejci, Marchand, those guys have been around for a while. They know what's what. They know how to win, and they know how to handle losing. I don't think they need it, but I think they'll handle it well if they come across it.
Well, it seems like they're able to, from a veteran perspective, take a guy like Taylor Hall, who you might think would be pissed about, a demotion to the third line, but you hear him, all he says is, He doesn't look at it like it's a demotion. I mean, that's got to be the influence of those guys or Montgomery.
It's a matter of maturity for Taylor Hall. And didn't we talk about this way back when everybody gets healthy and Marchand gets healthy? Wouldn't it be interesting to see if Taylor Hall is on the third line?
Yeah.
He looks pretty good. Yeah. I mean, he's acting appropriately. He's doing whatever he should do. He was the best player on the ice in the last game again. You know, I thought he was tremendous, and I thought his comments about handling the third line situation were excellent, and he must have been handled in the appropriate manner by Jim Montgomery again, because I mean, if you're an MVP in the league and all of a sudden you're on the third line, there are a lot of guys who would be squawking, and this guy's got to the point where I think he's figured it out. The winning is the most important thing. It's not the MVP. It's winning a championship.
Well, Mike, as always, it's a pleasure. I know you want to head off because you got some World Cup soccer to watch. So,
oh man, that U.S. game was so thrilling to me. I can't wait to get back to it. You know, actually, I'm going to put on Beth Dutton and Yellowstone.
Oh, you're not going to get up Saturday morning?
No. Or maybe I'll just rewind the Love Actually special. Goodbye.
You and Wiggy, not soccer guys. Sorry, Sean, not soccer guys.
Sorry, all I'll right. stand on my island alone.
Mike, we'll talk to you.
We'll have a good week, Greg. Go Mike. Eat your feelings.
All right, Mike, we'll talk to you next week. The great Mike Milbury. Coming up next, 12 days of Twitchmas underway. Ooh. So go to Twitch and watch this show. And then we'll tell you to call, and yeah, you don't have to be watching. Obviously, you can listen and call, and you'll select one of the 12 gifts that are under the WEEI tree here in the studio, and we'll see what you get. So woo-hoo. it's kind of like a Yankee swap, but you can't take somebody else's gift.
Right.
So 12 days of Twitchmas coming up next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Well, we officially went all Christmas. Well, whose request was that, Chime?
That would be our Vice President of Twitch Services, Ethan.
Actually, right. That was Milbury's second request.
A little DMX there.
I can't believe, Mike Milbury, I cannot believe that he's a fan of that Mariah Carey piece of trash Christmas song.
It's probably the biggest Christmas song ever.
What?
What is trash about it?
If it's that big, that means catchy. A lot of people like it.
How many times do you have to hear something? You've heard it 10,000 freaking times.
If it plays, it plays.
A guy calling out someone for being on brand while wearing a gigantic Nantucket sweatshirt.
What is wrong with me wearing a Nantucket sweatshirt?
I mean, not exactly original for a white guy in the seaport to be wearing a Nantucket sweatshirt.
It's a good sweatshirt.
Well, doesn't that tell you something? If their song is played that much and it's that big, doesn't it tell you people love the song?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Did she post any Instagram today? She usually does a big December 1st.
Sophie Scott? I don't know. You can't see it?
The Seaport District, which is almost all white. No African-Americans there at all.
Stop it. Chime. Stop it.
Where do you leave that white enclave? I go to Nantucket.
And Mike is a big eye Yellowstone. He'd rather watch that than soccer.
Greg can't be within four. He can't be further than 4 square miles from a Cisco brewery.
She did a post, and Greg, before you sell your Peloton, she's doing a big Peloton series tomorrow.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, if you really want to add that, I thought of the way to term this, Greg, for your Peloton.
Yeah.
Previously ignored.
I was going to give it away as one of the gifts during the 12 days of Twitchmas, but
that would have been a nice gift.
I'm selling it to my buddy Carp.
Give it to Pat Maroon.
What?
I love you.
What's wrong? What?
Are you giving him a discount?
Huh?
Are you giving him a discount?
Yes, of course I am. It's
like half off?
Slightly used Peloton. He's
trying to shed a couple LBs.
I see. Yeah, I got to move today, by the way, if anybody wants to help.
Oh, wow.
Giselle, maybe get the jiu-jitsu guy up here. Yeah.
They'll help you move.
Wiggy, if you want to help me move, I'll provide pizza and beer. No?
Jiu-jitsu.
You know me. I prefer money for gifts.
All right.
Be careful with your toes. Remember the last time you tried to move something?
Yeah, I moved that desk. I ended up with a busted toe.
Is Brees going to help you in exchange?
No. He has to work. It's all me. It's
you didn't like hire a moving company?
It's like everything. Yeah,
Blackie will be there.
Yes, I am moving some of the stuff myself, and then the other things are the moving company.
Great, Wiggy, you'll hear the read in the next week or two. We'll know who did it.
It'll be the
roadway movers.
You can see Greg's hiring the college hunks moving junk.
It'll be on his Instagram later. Use my code GregHill50.
Ooh, it's a good you know, you got the trilogy. There's a great moving company idea for you know, the girls you hang around.
Smokes,
you know,
college smokes moving things.
Yes,
it's a good business idea. Right. I don't know how. I mean, you probably have to have 12 of them. Some of the stuff is pretty heavy.
Oh, smokes and tokes.
Yes.
Moving your ish.
Moving your ish.
I always love how there's something sexual and a way to make money off of every single
thing. I mean,
Curtis,
come on.
Sex sells.
Can you imagine, you know, them moving in bikinis?
I'm sure it's crossed Greg's mind.
Oh, let me guess. In the Twitch chat, it's going to be, is he moving to the old folks' home finally? Yes, I'm moving into senior housing. Out of here.
If you consider senior housing, a bunch of penthouse apartments on every floor.
Oh, Courtney, stop that
I think they
narrative.
Mean seniors in college housing.
Yeah. Is it penthouses on every floor?
Wiggy, you should see this
that would be impossible.
Complex. It is pools everywhere, gyms everywhere, shopping, high-end shopping, restaurants. It is...
Wow, not bad.
It is...
I got a deal.
I'm going to check it out.
What else is new?
Yeah,
I don't know where this narrative of me having money comes from. I just Thanksgiving on Nantucket.
My wife's a real estate agent. Maybe I'll get her to just walk me through it.
No, Mrs. Wiggins should be selling in that building because she's got a good athlete, you know,
is
portal.
Is it selling or is it all rentals?
There are rentals and selling.
Ooh,
my neighbor is Nelson Aguilar.
Yep. And his, what does he have, a Rolls Royce or Bentley? Yes.
Where's he been? Can't find him on the field.
He's probably... Yeah, the good thing is during moving, if I happen to drop anything, he could catch it.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
What's the name of this building?
I don't know if Greg wants to share.
That's fine.
We was catching on like Aguilar.
I hope people are sitting, because if you know the seaport, you know where Echelon is.
Oh, wow.
It's just a...
What other athletes live in
there? It's got a douchey French name on top.
Curtis.
What other athletes?
Hey, listen, over there.
We got to get to the 12 days of Twitchmas. Do we have music for this, Shime? Any kind of a holiday theme or anything like this? So go to Twitch right now. Follow WEEI. And every day at this time, up until we're done working for the year, we offer you a present to celebrate the holiday season. Mm-hmm. And so, pretty simple the way this works. If you are caller number 9 right now at 617-931-0937, you will pick from the 12 presents that I have for you and win yourself something fantastic. Caller number 9 right now. And just to make you aware, all kinds of stuff that I was able to find here in the building that we are giving to you. It's kind of like cleaning house at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Items include, throughout the next 12 days, autographed, extraordinary autographed memorabilia.
Okay. Yes.
Perhaps from every one of the individuals who has played for the football team in New England at the most important position. Mm-hmm. Every single one during during the last 25 years. Tickets to sporting events.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Items from this radio station.
Once in a lifetime memorabilia, I would say.
Yes, yes. Once in a lifetime memorabilia, you are
collectibles.
And Greg, just one thing. I just want to make sure we get this in. Ken wanted me to say this. When you get the prize, Greg will ask you to help him move today. You are not obligated to do so.
All right. I want to thank Mass Mutual. Because Mass Mutual is presenting the 12 days of Twitchmas, and Mass Mutual is all about protecting what matters most on and off the field. And so it looks like it is Meg from Foxborough who is the caller number 9. Meg, good morning.
Good morning. Hi, guys.
What's going on, Meg?
Not so much, preparing for work.
Are you watching on Twitch or are you listening right now?
I'm watching on Twitch.
Okay. Hello to you. Hi, Meg.
Meg.
So, Meg, you see the Christmas tree, and we added the lights, which is great. Great job on the Christmas tree by everybody here. Pick a number from 1 to 12, and we will give you your gift.
I'll go with number 6.
Number 6. All right. Courtney, the elf, is
Bill
over
Russell,
there.
Like it.
Elf. On the first day at Twitch, Mitch, my true love came to me.
Okay. You want to open it or you want me to? Here, bring
can
it over
I Vanna White it?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can. Yes, you can vandalize it. Yeah,
great.
Open that sucker up.
Oh yeah, open it up.
All right, we'll see what's in there this morning. So this is day one.
When you put your clothes on.
What? Ooh. Ooh, what?
Well,
what
at you, first I thought you were just getting a beautiful beanie.
Yeah.
W-E-E-I.
Oh, I like that.
But then wait, there's an envelope inside.
Okay. Look at the beanie, though.
I like the beanie.
Why don't I have one of those W-E-E-I logoed beanies? Look at that
These
merch.
These are nice.
Look at that merch been? Shine.
I love
Where'd you
that.
Get this?
Uh-huh. Right.
Mm-hmm. He found that in the back?
Mm-hmm. Look at that.
The envelope's inside.
Mm-hmm.
An Apex gift certificate.
$100 at Apex. $100 for Apex Entertainment in Marlboro.
Been there. Very fun.
Yes.
And also,
wow,
Red Sox tickets.
Okay, Jesus. So basically that's tickets, up. Red Sox tickets, upcoming season. No Xander Bogaerts, but that's okay. So you get Red Sox tickets for next season, $100 Apex gift card, and WEI logoed winter beanie.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Meg, thank you.
Thank you, Meg.
Meg, may I say best wishes to you and yours at this most joyous time of year?
You too, guys. Thank you.
All right. So that's the way it works.
That's pretty good,
all
man.
Right. Yep. And my feeling is that we may get better and better and better as we go.
Yeah.
Did you just hang up?
Oh, shoot. Did I hang up on Meg?
Uh-oh.
Meg, call back.
Yeah, call back, Meg.
No, Meg, just if you're in Twitch, just shoot me a note, and that way we don't...
Oh. Yeah, you're going to get a million Megs
that
are like... Well, you're not going to know who the Meg is.
I'm sorry. I was trying to be trusting.
No, it's like, come on, did you know... I didn't know this until I was informed by the amazing Ashley Hansen from the Greg Hill Foundation. Did you know that New Hampshire Radio... What's the name in Twitch? New Hampshire Radio Chick?
Can I just tell you something?
Is a
Ken
dude.
Sucks.
Oh, did, is you, it? Did you know New Hampshire Radio Chick is a dude? What's
nope.
the matter, Curtis?
Ken's in the Twitch chat yelling at me for telling Meg to reach out on Twitch.
Look at it's all, okay. I'm Meg.
Yeah.
I'm Meg.
No, Meg, call back. That's my bad.
Sorry, I did not think that through.
I'm sorry about that. That's me. I hung up. Meg, call back. Just call right back, Meg. We'll use voice recognition software.
Happy birthday, Ken.
Yes.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, happy birthday, Ken.
Yeah, happy birthday, Ken. How old is
Boss
Ken?
Boss man.
He's old, actually. Oh, he's like 45 almost.
Doesn't look a day over 53.
Looks exactly like Separated at Birth from Prince William.
Exactly.
They look nothing like.
Same style and everything. Same style, kind of same swag.
Same style, yes.
You know, they still holding on to the George Jefferson. Let it go, man. Go with the Bruce. Do what Curtis does. Look at Curtis.
Right.
Curtis, you know.
You've never said those words together before.
Look at it. He's got the shiny Bruce Willis. Mm-hmm. Yep. Let it go. Let it go. Listen, let it go, Ken. Let it go, Prince
Harry. Harry. William. Okay.
Tomorrow. I already know what the present is tomorrow, at least one of them, and it's an extraordinary item. Mm-mm. Won't make Wiggy happy. Won't make Shime happy. Mm. Might make Courtney happy.
Oh, no, it ain't going to make Courtney happy.
It will make me very happy.
I know what it is then.
Make me very happy. So tomorrow, 8:45, day number two of the 12 days of Twitchmas, and we'll be right back.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.